Matthew specifically states that Herod killed all the male children that were 2 years of age and under in Bethlehem in the hope of destroying the newly born King of the Jews. Matthew 2:16. This act supposedly fulfilled another prophecy. Matthew then states an angel came to Joseph in a dream while he was in Egypt hiding and told him to go back to Israel to fulfill another prophecy because Herod was now dead. He then takes Mary and Christ to Nazareth to fulfill yet another prophecy where Christ grows up. Now it seems clear here that the Gospel of Matthew was written with the obvious intent to fulfill Jewish prophecy as far as the Messiah is concerned, for it states each prophecy as it occurred. The Gospel of Luke does not do this, and is a much more peaceful narrative. Luke does not mention the Star of Bethlehem or the wise men present at Christ's birth, only the shepherds to whom angels appeared to announce Christ's birth with a heavenly light. Matthew does not say anything about angels proclaiming the birth to shepherds, perhaps because there was no prophecy concerning angels proclaiming his birth. These two distinct accounts about Christ's birth and the several years after come into conflict with each other, especially as to the role of Herod and the danger to Christ. It seems probable that if King Herod had wanted Jesus dead, he could have killed him at any time during his first 4 years. The city of Nazareth was about 65 miles from Jerusalem, while Bethlehem was very close to Jerusalem, so either was within easy distance of Herod's reach. As you will see, this is perhaps the first of many conflicting accounts of Christ in the New Testament. It is these conflicts that create the possibility of untruth and downright fabrication that biblical scholars are constantly pointing out. Can we trust these biblical accounts when they seemingly give different versions that go against each other? Scholars who defend the Bible will constantly use the argument of omission in their defense. In this case, they might say that Luke just omitted the part about Herod and Joseph and Mary fleeing to Egypt. These types of arguments strain our credulity because the omission is so important and significant. Francine says that the Gospel of Luke is fairly accurate, and that in this section of Matthew there is indeed fabrication for the sake of prophecy. In other words, whoever wrote this portion of the Gospel of Matthew completely made up the story about Herod and the flight to Egypt. She says there are parts of both accounts that are incorrect, but that Luke's account follows what actually happened more accurately. She states that there was a supernova in the sky at the time of his birth, and that many came to adore and give homage and gifts to the Christ child, almost like a modern-day baby shower. The three magi, she states, were actually three wealthy merchants from the surrounding area, and there were no angels proclaiming his birth to shepherds. She also relates that Christ was indeed taken to the temple to be blessed and sanctified according to Jewish law and custom.